Hi, this is Joe Rossini from eHappyLife.com with another edition of Learning Life's Lessons. The title of this week's edition is Benefits of Being a Contrarian. It's not always easy to practice the methods of a contrarian. The dictionary describes a contrarian as a person who takes a contrary position or attitude, specifically an investor who buys investments when most others are selling and sells when most others are buying. This type of thinking just seems to go against the security we all seek in making the right decisions. However, that secure feeling we gain because everyone is doing the same thing is often dangerous and very costly. In this lesson, I will discuss why I believe being a card-holding member of the school of contrarians can often pay off handsomely throughout our lives, and not only when it comes to our investments. For example, wouldn't it have been nice if you sold your second home at the beach in the summer of 2005 when home prices were approaching their peak? Or wouldn't it have been even better if you got out of the stock market 6 months to a year before the dot-com bubble burst 5 years ago? Lots of people would have much heftier bank accounts today if these strategies could have been followed. However, as you know, it's never easy to time any market, even if you know in your gut that it's time to play the contrarian card and do the opposite that everyone else seems to be doing. Now, I wish that I can boast that I am a full-fledged card-carrying member of the contrarian mindset when it comes to all of my investments. Unfortunately, I cannot. However, I have learned at the School of Hard Knocks that there is merit to becoming a believer of the contrarian methodology, especially regarding my personal investments. In retrospect, I must say that I find it quite interesting now that somehow I use different strategies for my personal investment decisions than I did for my business decisions over the years. As a business person, I was often in the contrarian camp. We bought old established businesses and real estate properties when no one wanted to purchase them. This seemed quite natural for us, since we had the right contacts in place to fix up the buildings to meet our needs and had proven strategies in place to reinvigorate 40 to 60-year-old stale businesses into vibrant, profitable entities. This was both fun and exciting. But somehow, I didn't always practice these same fundamentals with our personal investments. Like others, when I look back, I believe I felt very knowledgeable and comfortable regarding business decisions in my area of expertise. Unfortunately, I would take some of the extra money I earned from contrarian decisions and invest it using more of a herd mentality, buying stocks and bonds that brokers and other so-called analysts made me feel warm and fuzzy about. Following the herd mentality ended me up in a first-row seat of the School of Hard Knocks. Thankfully, I learned my lessons and left the school early enough to prevent much damage. Other ways I have played the contrarian card through the years was with travel and time. I would always commute or travel when traffic was lightest and still practice this method today. And yes, I am one of those guys that will leave the stadium or arena a few minutes early before the game ends and listen to the final out in baseball or the last 2 minutes of football or basketball from the radio in my car. I just couldn't stand the thought of being stuck in a herd of traffic, adding an hour or so to my ride home. I also try to attend mass with the least number of participants to ensure a seat, or I'll take the 5:30 p.m. reservation at a fine restaurant to beat the crowds. I go shopping when roads and stores are less crowded, and I'm patient enough to buy the best brands and products when they are on sale to get the highest quality products at the best prices available. There are lots of simple ways to play the contrarian card and benefit by avoiding the herd mentality. Both in my business and personal life, we always try to save lots of money during strong economies, rather than spend money on frivolous stuff that we didn't really need. Then, in economic downturns, when prices do drop, we had extra money when others didn't, and were able to buy a whole lot more per dollar. In good times and bad, we always promoted our business constantly. We didn't cut promotional spending when times were bad. Instead, we cranked promotional spending up a few notches during economic downturns with the money we had saved and gain market share and some great employees from our competitors who were forced to downsize. In conclusion, I believe playing the contrarian card has served me well throughout the years. Now that I have discussed these methods in more detail than I ever have before, I plan on making it a point to get my full-fledged membership card and find more creative ways to play the contrarian card. We all have to learn life's lessons from our own experiences, and I hope that sharing mine will help you in some way. Thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoy all the content at ehappylife.com.